Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I know you're excited. This is the Student to Teacher to Student radio show on the internet. Here we go with some great music from a great brother, Nazim Rashid, co-host of the show. This is Professor Applewhite. We'll be starting in just a moment. Thank you for joining us this morning. God is perfectly blessed to show. Professor Applewhite, and we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning. So this is about your life, whether you are a student, whether you are a teacher. And a student and teacher are interchangeable roles that we go through throughout our life. One minute you're a teacher, and you're showing somebody something that you've learned in your life and sharing with them and helping them grow. And then turn around and there's somebody that you become the student and you're learning what they have learned. So you see, that's why this show is called Student to Teacher, because it's this endless cycle of being both throughout our lives. And so even though we have deep respect for our academic educators that have spent many, many years in the world of academia, as myself, we also have those who have gone through the bachelor degree process, the AA degree, which is still a very important degree. I want all the students out there to really listen to that. The AA is an important degree. Any degree, any certificate that you have, save them. Never let anyone tell you that it's not worth it and that's nothing, because everything that you've done in your life, every effort that you've put through, that motivation to learn and that motivation to do something is what this show is about this morning. Let's see, we have some people on the keyboard, on the switchboard, I'm sorry, before we begin this morning. Good morning, this is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning, this is Dorothy.
Oh my goodness, it's always a pleasure to hear from one of our other co-hosts here, our resource consultant, Dorothy Nichols Rashid. We're always happy to hear from you, and we know you've got some good resources to share with us today. We're going to come back to you, Dorothy, as we open up the switchboard for more callers so that you can open up our show and tell us what we're going to talk about today. Describe that for us, okay? Just one moment here. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with at 824?
That would be me, Tom, president of the Student Advisory Board. I spent many years as a student and also teaching people things, and I agree very much with Danita that you're, throughout life you're a student or a teacher depending on what you're doing with a particular person. I help people with math, but if I went to take higher math in college, I'd need help with it myself. And that's a role you play throughout your life. And education's important. I've gotten paid more simply because I have an education, not for any other qualification but that.
That is so true, Tom, and thank you so much for the compliment. Thank you for being so much of a part of White Apple Institute, and this radio show is a promotion of what we do at White Apple Institute, and so we certainly appreciate your comments. If you want to get in touch with Tom and you need some special tutoring or just some emotional support while you're going through a math class, which is one of our most challenging subjects for most of our students. Feel free to call in to White Apple Institute. Dorothy Nichols Rashid will give you that information throughout the show. We have some more callers online. Let's go ahead and take them in. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Hi. I'm sorry. We had some technical difficulties. Say your name again, please. Hold on a minute. Okay, here we go. There you go. You're on air, caller. Say your name, please. We're talking to 200, prefix 200.
Maria.
Maria. Oh,
Maria Ramirez.
Maria Ramirez.
Good morning.
Good morning, our general membership person.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Maria's been doing a lot of help on the show, explaining some things, and if there's a caller out there that would feel more comfortable speaking in Spanish, we can arrange a teleconference call and so that we can help you in Espanol. Maria is training to be an interpreter. And by the way, your mentor, Consuelo Estete, has just returned from Peru, and she's ready to continue working with you as an interpreter. Isn't that great?
Okay, that's good.
I know that makes you feel happy. Okay. All right. White Apple Institute has a number of things that we do. We help you with building your careers and just getting that motivation to get right off the ground here. Let's take one more call, and then I'm going to ask the rest of the people that call in on the switchboard to give us a chance. We will get back to you, but we've got to get Dorothy into describing the show for this morning. Who's this at 694?
Yes, Nazim Rashid here. Good morning.
And good morning, our wonderful co-host.
Good morning.
Our dear brother Nazim Rashid, if you're interested in that music, make sure you contact White Apple Institute or go to Amazon.com and look for River Nile, okay, or Renaissance, right?
Yes, the song is River Nile, but the album is called Remembrance.
Remembrance. Okay, so the album is called Remembrance. And for those of you that don't have a pad of paper to write that down and you love that music that we play every Saturday morning, just make sure you call in the White Apple Institute. Well, let's let Dorothy start our show this morning. Thank you so much, Dorothy.
Good morning. The subject today is part two of Building Our Desire and Motivation to Learn.
Oh, wow. Dorothy, the way you say that, it sounds like you're motivated. Building our desire and motivation to learn. Yes, thank you. Go ahead and describe what we're going to talk about today.
So many teachers and students are finding it difficult with staying motivated in the classroom. Parents and friends are losing faith in our educational system and workforce. This is making an impact on how many are looking at their future. Fortunately, we have great and true life examples with our desire to continue the learning process. In addition, the counselors at the White Apple Institute have a list of job resources and fields of study that may be helpful to our listeners in the United States. Professor Applewhite, host Nazim Rashid, our co-host and guest, will discuss additional resources to keep us motivated to avoid fear of losing jobs and training opportunities. We look forward to hearing your ideas.
And very important for our listeners out there, we're almost reaching 5,000 listeners. It's just such a blessing that we have that are on live in our show. Some of them are all in. Let's see, we need to open up the chat so that those of you who don't aren't, you know, comfortable with going on air with us, you can log on to our chat line if you're at a computer and start a chat session, and Nazim Rashid will make sure that you get an adequate answer and that we need your information to follow up with you so that we can talk to you a little bit more about how we can help you with your dreams, okay? All right, we'll take this one more caller because I want everyone to feel comfortable that they that they're on air, and they might have something that they really, really, really want to say today. So I don't want to ignore anybody. Go ahead, 515.
Morning, Apple. This is Angelo Walker.
Hello, good morning, Angelo Walker, our student advisory board peer counselor in training. And you're doing something else very special for White Apple Institute, too. What are you doing?
Well, I tell you, it's a real pleasure to be a part of such a great organization. You know, this organization is also helping me to motivate myself to want to learn how to be a much more of a productive person in society today. And one of the things I enjoy doing is helping others. You know, I live in a situation over here with a lot of elderly people, and they just opened up a computer learning class.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, what you've done with me and what you started me on, I'm continuing it right over here at Fillmore Gardens, where I live at.
We better tell the listeners, because we got listeners, you know, from all over the world listening in, and he's talking about in Phoenix, Arizona. We're based in Arizona, but we service students everywhere. But that's what you're talking about, that there's a place there in Phoenix, and what are you doing with them?
Well, like I said, I created my own little outreach thing here where I live at. Like, I help a lot of the seniors do certain things around here,
mm-hmm.
as far as, you know, making sure they have company, making sure they get meals, making sure they're updated on what days to go shopping.
Yeah.
There's some of the activities that are provided here at this place, you know, for people who are disabled and also that are senior citizens. I've become a part of the community over here.
And we're so proud of you because you've had such a tremendous background. If any of you are interested in talking to you, Angelo, especially if you've had substance abuse issues, that and maybe you just need to just talk to somebody about some resources, because that's one of the most important things that he's doing, is he's developing a global resource directory for White Apple Institute, and which will allow us to give you resources within your own community from wherever you're calling from. And what we're going to find, and what's already there, and Angelo is prepared for that, is that there are so many places around the world that have no resources, absolutely no resources for people with disabilities or that are in disadvantaged situations where they cannot get to school. And so what we're trying to do is help organizations that are in that community to build programs, no matter what, if it's just learning English for a moment, for a little while, going through an English, learning English class, that would be great. So, Nazim, you know how bad it is out there, right here in our own country. Right, Nazim?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. You're right.
In our own country, we have so many issues with substance abuse, with people with disabilities not being able to get the services that they need. I mean, and when you turn around and you recognize that we are supposedly the most advanced country as far as helping our people with disadvantages, right, Tom? You know,
yeah.
and disabilities, that it's just amazing to me that when we think about that, if we're the most advanced, then imagine where a child in Uganda or places in Peru, Nicaragua, third world countries that have no access, some of them don't even have wheelchairs and actually crawl on the ground. And if they have mental disabilities, it's even worse. So we certainly send out a lot of prayers for you to go to our website and become members and support White Apple Institute. And Dorothy will tell you a little bit more about that towards the end of the show. Well, anyway, what we're talking about today is all these students and teachers finding, difficulty with staying motivated. Staying motivated. So in other words, today we're talking about building our desire. So in other words, we're saying that you already had a desire, you already had motivation to learn at some point, and then you drop out. And so, or you feel like you want to drop out from the programs that you're in. And what we're here today to talk about, Nazim is going to bring out some strategies that you can use to help you, look in the mirror a different way at yourself. And I'm going to share some more resources with you and kind of monitor the show so that we can get a real good feel from everybody, parents and friends who are losing faith in our educational systems and our workforce because of our economy. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read off numbers to you about how many people are out of work. I think that's pretty depressing. Or how many people have had to drop out of school because they haven't had the money or transportation or daycare resources to continue. But you know already that there's definitely a number of problems out there. So because we focus on developing more of a positive dialogue for our teachers and students and other listeners out there, we'd like to focus on how people have overcome those issues, okay, and some true life examples of what some of our listeners, especially those on air or even those that want to chat, want to share with us. I mean, tell us about how you stayed motivated, why you stayed motivated, and continued building on that fire of desire that's inside of you. Nazim, review a little bit with us about desire and motivation so that our listeners can recap on our show part one.
Okay, yes, a little bit from last week, that when we actually are focused on what we solely want to have happen, when we're pulled toward that which makes us feel good, and that dominates our mind, that dominates our personality, and so forth, and it dominates our inclination, even our dreams, then we're more desire-motivated. If we're motivated by what we don't want, what we fear, what we're afraid of, if what we are afraid of is dominate our mind, talking about what we don't want this, we don't want that, we want a better life, but we're focused on what we don't want. It's kind of like you're going one direction while you're looking back at another direction. You see, then you're more fear-motivated. And what happens, we go toward that we're motivated with. Whatever dominates our mind, but we're going to go toward that.
That's right. Therefore,
whatever is there, dominating our mind, that's what we're going for. That's real important. So therefore, ask yourselves, are we desire motivated or fear motivated? And that will determine what your outlook and what you're accomplishing in life, generally speaking.
And you know, we always talk about desire being the very first. I mean, that's how the flame starts. I mean, we all are born with it. We're born with a flame inside of us, and that's why you can go into any preschool and ask any of the kids, I don't care what country you're in, what kind of economic situation you're in, and you ask some of those kids in preschool, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you'll hear such amazing answers to that. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to own my own business. I mean, just so many things. I mean, and then something happens to, the flame never goes away. It never really truly goes away. There's always a flame there, that desire. But what happens is that as we grow, we can't get that motivation to start acting on that desire. And that's a lot of different reasons, listeners. I mean, it's not just about, you know, we feel lazy or we're giving up or whatever. Sometimes there's a collective, and I'll say it one way and then I'll explain what I mean, a collective consciousness in our world. And some people from religions call it Satan, or some people from the academic world call it the political and legislative process. There's a lot of different answers to why we don't have the appropriate schools, the appropriate materials, and trained teachers and counselors that students can really go to. And I mean students at any age. We have, White Apple Institute works with, we don't work with children, we work with teachers who teach children to K-12. Our focus with our students are those that are over 17. And we have students that are over 45, don't we, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
Anything you want to add to that, Tom?
I I'm not that one specifically, but I thought of another thing. Is it's a little off the subject, but it used to be Magellan would give people bicycles for transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know if they still do that, but that can help people get to work and.
Well, maybe you can share that resource with Angelo first, so that he can research it, and then Dorothy can announce that on our show.
Okay.
And so we'll definitely follow up on that, because I know that there's different programs right now, and as White Apple Institute is doing, we are part of an organization, Humanity Unites Brilliance, and every month we are contributing to building wells in communities and feeding people and doing a lot of different things to help save the children. We're very much part of Save the Children and Feed the Children and Amnesty International. So we help organizations to do the very basic things, because if people aren't don't have the proper nutrition, they're definitely their desire is going to be lower, right, Nazim? And boy, motivation. I mean, motivation can't be there unless they're healthy, you know. And I want to come back to that to close the show about health. I mean, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've
helped me to see that a lot in my own personal life, how important eating good and emotional health is so important to staying motivated and not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you out there, any of our listeners online that we've got on air or in chat, do you have any examples of someone who they've had so many challenges in their life and they still rolled up their sleeves and said, I don't care. I don't care what challenges are out there. I am going to go get this certificate or this degree, or I'm going to read this book and learn something. Anybody that you know like that, or yourself, just jump right in.
Well, I decided to get a college education, even though I had dyslexia and managed to do it, but I really had to work at it because it took me longer to read the textbooks. And
right.
Stuff.
We lose a lot of students, you know, because of that, because of dyslexia and other learning disabilities, mental health issues, and they feel that, you know, oh, well, everybody else is graduating at 2 years, they're getting their AA, and here I am. I've been here 4 years now in a community college. Well, I'm here to tell you as a professor that don't give up. I've had students that have gone 7 years, I had a young lady with 7 years with schizophrenia and other diagnoses, and walked across the stage, received her degree, and she is now writing for a number of different companies and writing great stories. So it took her 7 years to finish a 2-year degree, and she didn't give up. And believe me, there were moments where she wanted to. But that burning desire inside of her kept her going, because that kicked in the motivation to get up out of that bed, off of that couch, wherever you are, and get going. And that's what we want to see, and that's what we want to help you with, because it's difficult. Nazim, do you have any stories you want to share with us? I mean, because you've run into so many students in your life. Anyone that really sticks out in your mind is someone that has really overcome some tremendous things.
Well, there's a lot of stories. I mean, there are really so many. I mean, I have one girl. Okay, she was in her early teens, I guess, and didn't have any kind of support from her parents or both parents. Well, actually, no. Her father wasn't in the house. Mother worked all the time, and so she was a latchkey kid. And so she didn't have any support. Mother was never around to answer questions and so forth. And so she met this boy out there and called herself falling in love at 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he promised her the world, and she got pregnant. And so as soon as she got pregnant, Then that's when her little hell came. Her mother didn't want her anymore, said that she's a disgrace to the family, and God doesn't like her anymore because of what she did, put that religious guilt on her, and kicked her out of the house. Said, you can't even live here anymore because you're a disgrace in our family. And so she had to leave, and so she went to her boyfriend's house to live. Now, her boyfriend's parents don't like her either because they blame her for destroying her their son's reputation.
Uh-huh.
They blame her for the pregnancy. So, but she's living there, living under all that, and the boyfriend's treating her okay, but he's favoring the mother over her, so that she doesn't really get support from him either.
Wow.
But she wants to finish school, and she wants to get an education. She wants to do that. She's really not getting support from anybody.
Right.
And so forth. So then I have her in my class, and so we start talking about personal development, and I start telling her about the special, unique, divine creation that she is,
uh-huh.
and how she has strength. She was born with strength. She was born with a promised divine destiny, and she was here to make a difference in the world.
Oh, my God. I hope our listeners really heard what you said just now. Divine.
You see? And she's never heard that before. She's never heard that kind of language before at all. And so forth. And so she says, what do you mean? I mean, you know, I said, I'm telling you, the truth right now, I said, look at your fingerprint. No one has your fingerprint but you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the way you perceive the world, no one perceives the world exactly like you do. No one knows your heart but you. And so what happened, I'm telling you, that you can actually be an instrument for a miracle for your life and someone else's life. And by the fact that you're even in my class now wanting to help, that tells me right there that you're going to be a miracle for other people real soon. You see?
Wow.
And she started studying, and she started learning more about how to build her self-esteem, and she started seeing herself differently. I started writing a journal about all the good things about herself. She started doing that, and she became a peer counselor and in the school, and she started helping people out. And so then people started coming to her for advice. And she just glowed entirely. She's her whole world changed. Her boyfriend changed toward her. And even the boyfriend's parents changed their attitude toward her.
Yes.
So that's kind of one example right there.
And, you know, and we're talking about someone who's very young, and we usually lose people when they're around that age. I mean, that's when the dropout from school starts. And we can look at those that dropped out and then those coming back at 30 and 40 years old, having even more, they have baggage now. They have baggage and a lot more to work through, to roll up their sleeves and really become what they want to become, and to really recognize what a divine creation they are, that we have a creator that, like you said, that created us with our own specific fingerprint, okay? And so that makes us a special individual. Someone else want to jump in? I heard a voice trying to get in there. Was that Dorothy or Maria? I know Maria has a tremendous story of a woman who has, I won't give your age, but I'll say over 30, okay, who has had a family background that has been very, very, unfortunately, not very encouraging. And we appreciate her so much because she's such a great example. Maria, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. Anything you want to add? I mean, because you talk about rolling up some sleeves. We met in a very, very particular place. We met in a nursing home. And, you talk about rolling up sleeves. That was so hard for you to even imagine that you could really be something. I remember you saying to me, I can't do that. I can't become learn computers or whatever. Do you remember telling me that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you get on the email now. Go ahead, Maria. Go ahead, Maria. You're going to say something.
Well, I just I guess sometimes it's hard for me because, like I said, I have, I think all my life I have experienced learning disabilities. It's really frustrating for me. Even at my age, it's hard to, you know, with the language barrier, I have difficulties, you know, retaining what I learn in certain things. And so it's very frustrating for me. But I try to do whatever I can, and that's it. That's all the things that I can do. Try to learn and see what can I do, you know what I'm saying, with my limitations.
And such a beautiful person you are, not only inside but outside. Because I've had the opportunity to meet Maria. Many of our students we meet online, and so we don't really know what they look like. But I'm telling you, she's such a beautiful young lady. And but she never let that, you know, become an issue with her. She's still struggling with her self-esteem and her self-worth. And I can tell you, I congratulate you for all the work that you've done already on yourself. And that when you get into that place where you feel like giving up, you call into White Apple Institute, and you get the encouragement that you need. And that's what that's what we're here for. Everybody in our organization, by the way, listeners, we don't make any money. We do this totally out of our hearts because I feel that this is a mission that we are fulfilling for our Creator, for our God, by. And we're not pushing any kind of religious thought. We're just saying, as we accept all people from all walks of life, all religions, we just want to let you know that you are welcome to call. Now, we've got 28 minutes remaining on the show, and I wanted to see if there were any parents online anywhere, one of our listeners that would like to call in. I've got another person on the switchboard. I'm going to go ahead and welcome them and see if we have any parents that would like to discuss how difficult it has been for them to raise up someone that has lost their motivation. Hello, this is Professor Applewhite on Student to Teacher to Student. And who am I speaking with? The 515 number? Did I already get you online? I think I just lost you again. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, you're on air now, 515. Who is this? Okay, that's all right. If you feel uncomfortable speaking at this moment, that's fine. Okay, Dorothy, how about you? Anything that you'd like to add as a parent about how your children at a certain age said forget school, forget working, you know, or someone that you know that had to deal with that, and then somehow the miracle happened, the desire begins to build, and they changed and became what they wanted to become.
Not any one particular person stands out in my mind. However, I just remember when I came here and I was working, single mom still, I guess the main desire was to, no matter how tired I was, get to school and get as far as I could in the education so I could make a living and survive.
Exactly. You know, and I just, I wanted people to know we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook. And so if you want to join us on those particular mediums, feel free to do that because we will we'll respond to you on those levels too for those that are computer savvy. Let me share something with you that happened to me. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was speaking with a young lady who I was sharing with her. One of the students that I worked with some time ago who was coming out of a gang. And moving out of a gang is a very, very serious thing because most of the time people who want to leave a gang are marked as dead. You are going to suffer because you don't leave us. Well, she did leave. she left, but I'll tell you, every time she entered classroom that I was teaching, and it was a special program that we had for workforce training, she was always looking over her shoulder to see if someone saw her going in the door. And she would dress a certain way until she got inside, go into the bathroom, and then change into a skirt and a sweater and come into the classroom looking very professional, because this particular classroom had employers in it that were actually watching the students explain themselves and their desires. So it was a very special program. And I'll tell you something, I had no idea who I was speaking with when I was speaking to her about this young lady, and I told her that she called me for her birthday, and she said, listen, a bunch of my old friends, some of them, they're from the gang, but, you know, they're not all from the gang. They want to give me a birthday party. And I was just thinking, you know, what do you think about me going? And I was very, I don't like to tell anybody what to do. Nazim and I work on that very, very hard, because, you know, we want people to make their own decisions. All of our peer counselors will encourage you to make your own decisions. So I told her that I didn't think that being around that environment, what do you think? Do you think that would be very, very, you know, pleasant for you? And she said, no, in one way it won't, but seeing some of my old friends would help to let them know what I'm doing with my life. So unfortunately, she went in, and there was a fight, and she was shot. She was killed. Well, she had three children. Oh. And the person that I was talking to, you see how, you know, the creation works, said, I know who you're talking to. I raised her son. Isn't that something? I had no idea that they knew each other. And she said that, and she mentioned the person's name, and I don't want to do that on air. But she said, I know who you're talking about. And I said, well, how is her son? And she said, her son has grown into quite a beautiful young man. And I said to her, I have a picture of his mother receiving an award from a company, and I want him to have that picture to see what his mother accomplished. And so I'm telling you that in even the worst circumstances, we can see beauty, love, desire, and motivation move right out of that and create a beautiful flower. Isn't that right, Nazim?
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time. We see it. But there always takes something has to. You can't do it alone, guys. Okay? Any of our listeners out there, you must understand. You need a support system in order to really get things going. So you need to look deep into your friend, your associations, and find those associations that will be truly positively motivating to you. Nazim, take off from there, because I know you've got something to say on that. Positive.
Well, yeah, of course, absolutely. Because you know, it really comes down to what do you want to have directing your life. And so if you want to have, you know, good things, you know, good people, good spirit, good energy, good motivation, good money, good opportunities, and so forth, you got to have only those people who represent that kind of energy. Only. Because anytime you compromise that, what happens, you're compromising your results. You know, that's very important to understand. Anytime you compromise that, your standards, you're compromising your results. I don't care how much you love a person, how much you want to be with a person, how much you think a person is your friend, or how much you think the society or the neighborhood or a hood or your partners will like or not like you, it doesn't matter. Anytime you compromise to any degree your standards, then what happens, you're compromising your results. And so that's how it is. You know, too many times people want to make things be a certain kind of way. I want the universe to revolve around me. You know, I want to be a center. I want everything to be around my understanding and how I see things. That's not the way the world turns. That's not how it is. So we
no
have
man
to recognize.
No woman is an island.
That's true.
Hey, and we have to recognize universal laws out here. You got the law of attraction. You put a certain thing out there, that certain thing will come back to you. You say you want to have certain people who mean you no good around you because they're your quote-unquote friends. You're going to attract more of that kind of negative energy around to stack your strength and to kill your spirit. That's what you're attracting, and that's how it is. I don't care who they call themselves. They can be your cousins, friends, father, mother, wife, husband. It doesn't matter, you see. So if you want to have a certain positive building, health building, life building energy around you, you can only have those energy, that energy around you, only that. That's just how that is. Now, if you happen to be around people who are kind of strange, what you do, in your estimation, what you do, you build a barrier around you, a force field around you, a bubble, a protection bubble around you.
Absolutely.
So that you will not be affected by their negativity, you see, and so forth. So when you drive in your car, you know, say you study a force, a protective forces around your car, so there'll be no accident. You will not be a product of road rage from anyone. That's what we're talking about. You have to do, you see. And
prayer is very
important. Having bad things happen to you.
Right. However you pray, as long as it's a positive prayer that brings that positive energy around you. Okay, we encourage that whenever you're getting ready to do anything, just like Nazim was saying. That's a very, very good point, Nazim. And it's so hard sometimes to break off those associations that we've had in the past because, I mean, we know them, and some of them we've grown up with, but they don't motivate us to go forward. Their desire may still be there, but they don't want to help you to get to school or to really maintain a job. They're not there to help you with those things. And so, unfortunately, you have to say goodbye.
Well, matter of fact, let me tell you something. In the recovery field, in 12 sub-programs, that is what is taught very explicitly. You have to cut off entirely anybody from your old world of addiction.
Yes.
You got to cut them off. It's the same kind of philosophy, same ideology right there. Anytime anybody from the old world that you came out of wants to come around, you have to say, there's a closed door here. You can't come in here. You know, that same thing. And that's how people go on the other side of recovery, by accepting those rules, accepting a brand new, clean life, brand new world. That's what we're talking about.
Professor, this is Angelo again. I'd like to elaborate on something, some other thing everybody was saying. I'm sitting here listening.
Is that Angelo?
Yes.
Is that Angelo?
You know, I like to keep it real simple for me. You know, I found out that when I hung around knuckleheads, I became a knucklehead.
Knuckleheads.
So what I do today is I put myself around positive people.
That's right.
Positive people that I put myself around. The more positive people I surround myself with, the more choices I get.
Absolutely.
The less positive people I surround myself with, the less choices I have.
Yes.
When I'm not around positive people, I have no choices.
And
I become a knucklehead.
Do you mind if I just talk a little bit about you?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, I want our listeners to know. I mean, Angelo's available too. Dorothy, before I do that, would you give the call-in number? We still have about 16 minutes left on the show, and we'd like to encourage our listeners to call in with any comments.
Okay. Our phone number is area code 646-727-3758.
Very good. Thank you. We hope you got that. And feel free to call in. The switchboard is still open. I just want, before Angelo tells you something about him and how he's done this lack of cutting off association that has not been positive, and it's not easy because this is a young man who has, for many years, how many years did you live in that cardboard box, Angelo?
Off and on for about 8 years.
8 years. This young man lived in a cardboard box on the streets of New York very, very heavily on drugs, and about 100 pounds, I think you were, right?
162 pounds, to be exact.
Yes. And this young man was walking among the dead. I mean, basically, he was gone. And when you think about somebody living in a cardboard box in the streets of New York, if you could just imagine that, and that now you're hearing that same young man who is now a peer counselor in training for White Apple Institute, who is involved with developing resources for people around the world, it brings tears to my eyes, and I'm very proud that God has given me an opportunity to even work with you in any capacity. Because you have to know that you did that with the God within you. You built that desire again because you always had it. And the motivation to walk out of that box and to find help somewhere. Because that's what you did, didn't you? You found someone to help you.
Yes, I did. And I tell you, you know how I always say, when the pain outweighs the pleasure, it's time to make a change. And without the good Lord and positive people like you, my life, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Okay.
And to keep doing it today. You know, people like you, Nazim, Dobby, even Tony, you know, and some of my neighbors and friends around here, you guys keep me strong and you keep me going and you give me hope. Okay, and that's what keeps me and keeps me going and keeps me alive today. That positive energy that you talk about, the positive energy that you radiate, the positive energy and all the good stuff that I hear from you folks, gives me a chance to let me know that I can live another day in this world being a productive member of society.
And you are. You are with your beautiful apartment now. And now, and also, let's not forget that you're, you know, you're very much, are you president now of the Homeowners Association there at the your complex?
Or well, at the last election, I got beat out, so I'll try again next year.
Yeah, but you play a very, very important role. And there are many seniors there that want to learn computers. And just because you're a senior, we have people that are 65 years old and with White Apple Institute as students and going to school. So don't let age become that barrier and tear your motivation away from you. Okay, you can do anything at any age that you wish. Because remember, go back to what Nazim said to you a moment ago, that your fingerprint is unique, okay? And is there anything else that you want to share before we go on to another listener, another person on air?
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's been helping me with White Apple Institute. You guys have kept me on a straight and narrow.
Well, thank you. And we hope, I know our friends from Nigeria, they write us a lot. We've got a number of students from Nigeria who are trying their best to go to school, and as Nazim had mentioned, we have students connecting with us from Australia. So we appreciate all of you. Don't stop connecting just because we're in Arizona. We're still here to help you, and we can still help you find that flame again, that desire, and help you motivate yourself. It's called self-motivation. It's empowering yourself. And we'll teach you some tools to do that. Nazim has a number of tools that he can teach you as a personal development consultant. And I will certainly help you on the academic end to advise you on what kind of resources that you can get into. We actually do career assessments online with you. So we will get back to you. Usually Saturdays are the days that we work pretty much throughout the day. And so it may take a week before we get back to you, but feel free to call in and let us know how we can help you. We've got about 10 minutes remaining on the show. Anything real quick that anybody want to say before we move into resources?
Well, yeah, this is Tom. I was going to say that sometimes you have to build your own support system. My wife, when she moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, left her friends behind, and she had schizophrenia. And she had to literally meet me, start dating me, and meet some other people and actually rebuild her support system. But it worked. We all need a support system. and it's not always built in for you.
That's an excellent story. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that I think that and I didn't know that we were going to land up with that as the focus of our show today, is that in order to build that desire to learn and to motivate ourselves means that we have to associate around the right people. Nazim, anything you want to say before we give turn it over to Dorothy?
Well, sure, yes. Well, first of all, if we can look at the picture, or just kind of, you know, imagine a picture of you hanging off a cliff. You're just hanging there. Now, what goes through your mind for hanging off the cliff? Is it your bills or your wife, husband doesn't like you, or depression, or no? Your motivation is to put yourself up and get off the edge of the cliff.
That's right.
You know, that's it right there. So what happens? You're a desire motivator at that point. You're forced to. You want to get up and get off that cliff and be okay again,
yes.
You see? And so that's a good example of someone who is focused with desire motivation to survive and live.
Exactly.
And so if we can understand that example right there, and ask ourselves, well, how can I be more desire motivated? Imagine yourself hanging on a cliff. You see, you will be focused with all your energy on getting off that cliff.
That's right.
And that's it right there. You see, you got to put all your energy into that. That's important. And so that's what we have to have in mind. You know, if we want the new life, we have to completely separate ourselves for the old life. And that means all the old people, too. Get rid of them all for the new life. What do you mean new life? You can't have the new life and to get rid of it entirely and have a new perspective. That means you might have different clothes, different music, different surroundings. You might even walk different. Who knows what? But you have a different perspective.
It's really like moving into, you know, going back to that preschool situation I mentioned. It's going back to that desire, and Nazim talks a lot about that in his book Reconnecting, is going back and building a virtual childhood. In other words, a virtual childhood, a make-believe and imagination. We leave imagination behind as adults, and we think that's a childish thing for us to do. But actually, my friends, I know that I am. I still have a child within me. And that child within me is constantly growing, and I hope that you see that too. I want to share with parents just a moment, because as a final word here too, is that parents are the first teachers, okay? And parents many times forget that children are not listening to you as much as they are watching you, okay? And this has been proven in scientific studies that observation is the best teacher, okay? And so when they constantly see you working all the time and saying, I'm broke, and saying, you know, I'm too tired to do anything, and making very negative comments, do you think that in any way that's motivating your child to want to go to work, to want to go to school, when, I mean, only thing they see every day is this very tired individual that has lost joy in their life? So let's try to look at that and dig deep inside of ourselves. And if we want to go to school, sometimes that is the greatest motivator, especially for teenagers who are having problems, is when their parents are constantly telling them, especially single parents, you know, I can't go to school because I had you and I had children and I have to work and I have to do this. That one class a week, you can even do it online, you can go to the library and do it online, will be such a motivator for your young person in your life. As the flight attendant says when you get on the plane, now listen carefully, listeners, she says, when that oxygen mask drops down, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, because that is the only way that you can truly help the person next to you, and especially your child. So we have to show our children that we know how to refresh ourselves and motivate ourselves and build our desire to be what we want to be before we can start trying to tell them to do that same thing. So I'll turn this over to Dorothy now. We've got about 5 minutes remaining, and I have an inspiration I'd like to share with you. I was hoping Salim would come on this morning with one of his things, one of his songs, but we hope that he'll join us next week. Dorothy, tell us a little bit about what's going on out there and how our listeners can help us to continue this program for White Apple Institute.
Okay. By joining White Apple Institute, it's free. You can contribute a little bit to the White Apple Institution.
This is for our online shoppers, you mean? The online shoppers? Oh, okay, that know how to work the computer and that kind of thing. Right, okay.
Yes.
So instead of going to where they normally go, you're asking them to go to, say it again?
WhiteAppleInstitute.com and join, and they'll be ordering from their own mall.
Okay, so like a mall, and then, yes, right. Like they're walking through a mall with the same stores that they always shop at anyway.
Yes.
And yes. those stores will give a discount to them. If I remember correctly, you said they give a discount to the shopper, and
yes.
then they also give White Apple Institute a donation, and so the shopper lands up with a lesser cost, a discount. And then they also get to help our work.
Yes.
Did I get that right? I think I'm getting this now.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Are you getting it, Tom?
I've been preaching that to get us money for weeks.
All right. And if you're not an online shopper, what else can you do to help us with this work?
Oh, you can go to whiteappleinstitute.org, our website, and make a donation there, or become a member for as little as $12 per year. It goes all the way up to
student fee. And please get on that right away, because that's getting ready to change in March, our first quarter. We kept it at that price, but our price is getting ready to go back to the regular price, which would be $24 annually for students. And then we have the teacher fee and employer fees. So please take a look at that. Now, if you don't have a computer, because a lot of people, Tom really takes pretty much charge of all of our fundraising, and he's acknowledged the fact that many don't have computers. So you can call us, Dorothy, give him the call number, and you can send us a check if you wish.
It's 480-59-582.
Okay, let's try that again. It's 406-59-8582. Okay. I don't know if anybody did somebody hear a breakup on that?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, we got 90 seconds up here. I know you want our listeners to go to the library. Some of them are being shut down, aren't they?
Well, I guess. I haven't heard a lot about the shutdowns ones.
Yes, I've read that the libraries are not, they're not able to survive because of the economy, number one.
Yeah, like half of them are shut down. Half of them.
Half of them?
Okay.
Half of them, yes.
Wow. And we're losing police officers, firemen. Don't let that tear you up. Don't let that stop your desire or your motivation to continue, okay? This process is a test for all of us, okay? So keep going with it. And remember, as a last moment, I just want to say, stay healthy. Stay healthy, eating the right foods, making sure that your personal hygiene is together, is all part of building this motivation to learn, because when you get sick, your motivation goes down. So if you're interested in some health ideas, call White Apple Institute, and we've got a number of people on our board that will help you with this thing. some things for your eating habits. Okay? We thank you, and we wish you much love and peace through this week. We certainly look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next week on Students to Teachers, Students, Radio on the Internet. Learn more about White Apple Institute. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. Much love and peace.
Thank you.
Oh.